Now, the rest of the story. It was an unpopular war to begin with, as you will remember. Not many volunteers, so the draft was instated, and suddenly the fighting started on a second front. Draft agers were enraged, particularly minorities who complained that only rich establishment types could afford deferments. There were demonstrations. One such took place in New York City, quickly got out of hand. The angry demonstrators, 50,000 of them, made their way up Third Avenue, smashing store windows and looting and burning as they went. Police, overwhelmed by the sheer numbers, were helpless. Manhattanites fled for their lives, except one. Except one. One store owner stood his ground. His name was Charlie. Now, Charlie was a supplier of military equipment. He sold uniforms and decorations and munitions to the United States Armed Forces. As the violent draft protests spilled over into their second day, Charlie was warned that his establishment would be a most likely target. But the stubborn New Englander was grim and determined to defend his property. Then news arrived that thousands of protesters had rallied, were preparing to march up Broadway. Charlie's supply house was on Broadway. He must vacate the premises at once. Friends advised, just drop everything and run. Other merchants on the street had already locked up and gone home. But Charlie refused. Instead, he shuttered the store windows, barred the doors, passed out rifles and hand grenades to his staff. When the employees had been posted at strategic locations around the store, Charlie made a last-minute inspection. Everybody was ready to repel any attack. Charlie's little army waited in silence. Somebody exclaimed, "I hear them." The others listened, and unmistakably, the sounds of a distant riot were growing louder. Charlie and his staff stood poised. The mob was but two blocks away now. Many thousands chanting, shouting, demolishing buildings, and setting fires. And soon the anti-draft protesters would be in front of Charlie's. But mercifully, somehow, police managed to turn the rampant protesters aside. And the destruction continued down another street. 124 years ago. For the draft riots that rocked the Big Apple took place during four seething days in July of 1863. In angry response to the nation's first draft act, a violent protest by 50,000 irate Irish immigrants during the infamous American Uncivil War. And Charlie, the munitions dealer, he had been a jeweler before the outbreak of the war between the states, who thereupon expanded his business to include military equipment, who actually turned his elegant, sparkling Manhattan showrooms into a candy store for the killing machine. After the war, Charlie's became the most prominent jewelry business in the Western world, became so famous as such that folks forgot what you have just learned. For the merchant whose exclusive jewelry shop was once a war zone was Charles Lewis Tiffany. And now you know the rest of the story.